So many people around the Hunter Valley have been complaining about text scams. It's one thing to get an email scam. That's an easy one to avoid. But when it gets texted to you, and I can tell you my missus has been complaining about so many of them recently, I wanted to find out a little bit about what's behind it and what could possibly be done. Joining us from Edith Cowan University is Associate Dean for Computing and Security, Paul Haskell-Dowland. Paul, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Paul, have you been getting these texts as well?
Funnily enough, just after I wrote an article for The Conversation, and I'm sure it's in no way connected, I suddenly started to receive a few of them. I've had a few over the years, but all of a sudden I've been receiving a few more, plus I get quite a few of the phone call-based scams as well, particularly on the home number. But yes, I get them as well, unfortunately.
So, Paul, first of all, what are they trying to achieve by sending these messages to us?
Well, there's a variety of types of scams. So there are the sort of more traditional ones that are trying to get you to provide an individual, the criminal in most cases, with sensitive information. So these are the kinds of scams that we've often had coming through via phone,
yep,
where perhaps they're encouraging you to confirm some details. Maybe they're trying to sell you an NBN upgrade, and so obviously they need to know who your provider is. They might need some sensitive information, passwords, and of course banking details. So there are some text-based scams that either will engage you in an exchange of messages, which might lead to a phone call, or they may direct you to a website. And because you've received them to your mobile number and because they have an air of legitimacy in most cases, it is quite common for people to then visit those websites and potentially give up that sensitive information because the site they're visiting looks genuine. And then there's a second category, which is becoming a bit more prominent at the moment, and it seems to be particularly linked to the parcel delivery scams. And when you see the message saying that you've missed a parcel, and here is a link to allow you to track the parcel, find out where it is, or arrange for re-delivery,
right,
you're then directed to download an app. And it's this app that is of particular concern, and there's one particular example which is distributing the FluBot malware, which is a piece of malicious software targeting primarily Android devices. And individuals are following the link, they're installing the app because they believe it will allow them to track their parcel, and they end up with some malicious software running on their phone, which then enables the criminals to capture further information and potentially install more software at a later date.
Surely it costs them thousands of dollars to send out all these messages. Is it worthwhile for them to spend that much money, or does it cost them nothing to send the texts?
Well, it depends on the approach they're using, but cyber criminals on the whole are A, lazy, and are also very, very financially canny. And so they will have found many solutions to these kinds of problems. And I guess the easiest example is you look at any contract that you may have now with a mobile phone, and you'll find that things like text messages are generally included and unlimited.
Paul, my wife gets these messages and her common complaint is, how do I stop it? And I say, well, block it. And she goes, I do, but then it just comes with a different number. What can we do to stop being pestered by these scam texts?
So it is unfortunately really difficult to effectively stop this because the scammers will typically use a large number of phone numbers and will frequently spoof phone numbers. So they'll actually appear to come from a different number to which they're actually using.
Yeah.
Because in most cases, they're not wanting a reply and the reply will be ignored even if it does come through. So what we're hoping is that there's going to be some changes to how the ISPs and telecoms providers function and how they handle particularly text messages, because there are solutions to this problem that could sit in the network. Some of that is in terms of filtering messages. So when they detect large volumes of similar messages coming through, they can examine and they can block them at source.
Well, I think everybody here in the Hunter and across Australia wide would more than happily lump in the politicians like Craig Kelly with these scam texts so that they don't have to get any of them. If they could pinpoint their location and we could all just chip in a little bit and send a team of assassins to deal with it, I think most people would be happy with that, Paul.
I think it's probably an extreme solution. In fact, I'd like to see a change of legislation that removes the exemption for charities and political parties to be able to bulk send messages.
I agree.
In many countries, it's a requirement to opt in to receive communications, and you certainly should have the right to opt out, which unfortunately, as you know, the gentleman you just mentioned, there doesn't appear to be an option to opt out of receiving his particular messages.
Not at all, unfortunately. Hey, Paul, thank you very much for your considered advice today. We really appreciate it. We look forward to something being done about all of these scam texts in the next couple of years.
My pleasure. Have a great day.